I grew up in northwest Germany up to the age of 13. My father was a journalist, my mother a housewife. Then my parents got divorced when I was 12, and my father dropped out of conventional life and society. He was an early dropout before the term dropout even existed. And he went to live in Spain. So my parents got divorced. My father left to live in Spain. And I was very unhappy at school. So at 13, I refused to go to school any longer. That was my only act of rebellion as a child. I was, on the whole, a very meek, obedient child. But something within me prevented me from going to school. I just couldn't do it anymore. So I stopped. My mother didn't know what to do with me. So finally, it was decided that I should join my father in Spain, who had remarried and lived a very unconventional life. He lived on his savings for a few years and then he started working there. So I spent my teenage years from 13 to 19 in Spain. And so the Spanish language became my second language, and I was taken out of the culture that had surrounded me for the first 13 years of my life, and then placed in a completely different environment and culture. And that probably was a good thing because if one spends one's whole life in one particular cultural environment, one tends to become conditioned by that particular culture without knowing it. So by experiencing different cultures as a child, that somehow perhaps made the cultural conditioning less deep, less rigid. And my father was always a very unconventional person. Some people would call him eccentric. So when I got to Spain, he asked me, "Do you want to go to school here?" And of course I said no. And so he said, "Okay, then don't go to school and do what you like." And that's what I was able to do. I was reading certain books that I liked to read, studying. I began reading some literature. I went to language classes in the evenings and afternoons and studied some other subjects that I was interested in, like astronomy and so on. So I grew up without, especially in my teenage years, without the pressure that most youngsters experience. And then at 19, I went to on my own to live in England.
Okay, and then you started to have an education in England?
Yes, in England, I was offered a job, although I didn't have any formal qualifications. Miraculously, somebody offered me a job. And I was actually teaching English and Spanish, sorry, German and Spanish for a few years at a language school. And then a kind of quest started. And also, what also started at that point was already the beginnings of depression that I would experience periodically. And living in a state of increasing anxiety. A kind of generalized anxiety. And I was looking for some answer to the dilemma of life and living. And I was looking to philosophy and the intellect for an answer. So I began to read a lot, and then I thought the answers would probably be found at the universities. The professors would know. So I took the exams that I needed in evening classes to get to university, and then I went on to London University where I did languages and literature, and increasingly became more and more unhappy and continued to search and absorb more and more knowledge and gradually beginning to realize that they didn't really have the answers to life's dilemma. I remember there was one professor at London University that I liked very much. I would go to his classes and admired him. Very knowledgeable. And one day we arrived on a Monday morning and we were told that he had just committed suicide. And that shook me inside. And I realized that certainly these people that I'd looked to for an answer didn't have it either. And so my depression intensified, and I did very well in the degree examinations because I studied so hard out of fear, really. I was driven by anxiety. And then after graduating from London University, I didn't do anything for about a year. And that was the year in which I became even more unhappy and depressed, and when an inner shift suddenly happened inside me. It was in my 29th year, I woke up in the middle of the night, and this was not uncommon for me, waking up in the middle of the night and feeling intensely depressed and in a state of great fear at the same time. And that happened again that night, and the thought occurred to me, I can't live with myself any longer. And that thought repeated itself in my mind. I can't live with myself. And then suddenly I looked at the thought. I kind of stood back from that thought and looked at it and said, that's a strange thought. I cannot live with myself. Am I one or am I two? This thought seems to show that there's two people here. I and the self that I cannot live with. I didn't have an answer to that question. It's just that question, that puzzle arose in my mind. Much later, it reminded me to...